I'm Dan Schwartzman with the NBC Sports Audio Update. Ryan Fitzpatrick will miss the rest of the season as the Washington football team quarterback will undergo arthroscopic surgery on his right hip. The 39-year-old has been on injured reserve since suffering a hip subluxation in the season-opening loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. The 17-year veteran had signed a one-year $10 million contract with Washington last offseason. Just three games on the NBA schedule tonight as the Brooklyn Nets are on the road to the Dallas Mavericks. The San Antonio Spurs are hosting the New York Knicks, while the Los Angeles Lakers welcome the Boston Celtics. The NBA has issued a memo to all players warning that anyone who is unvaccinated and here on temporary visa status will not be able to re-enter the United States starting on January 15th. Therefore, any unvaccinated player will not be able to accompany their team to play the Raptors in Toronto or be allowed back if they decide to leave the country during NBA All-Star Weekend. All teams will be required to submit to the league a list of all unvaccinated players by this Friday. The league says that 97% of players have been vaccinated, while 60% have also received their booster shots. In men's college basketball, five top 15 teams are in action as number 6 Villanova takes on Syracuse, number 8 Kansas hosts UTEP, Southern is at number 10 Kentucky, number 12 Arkansas is home for Charlotte, while 13th-ranked Tennessee faces Texas Tech. In women's college hoops, just two top 25 teams are on the court as number 20 Ohio State faces Mount St. Mary's, while number 25 Colorado is at Southern Utah. Big loss for the UConn Lady Huskies as the reigning player of the year, Paige Beckers, will be out 6 to 8 weeks after suffering a fracture in her left knee in Sunday's win over Notre Dame. The sophomore is currently averaging over 21 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds per game. Two marquee matchups today in Champions League group stage action as Inter Milan plays at Real Madrid, while AC Milan hosts Liverpool. Other big clubs on the pitch include Paris Saint-Germain, Manchester City, Borussia Dortmund, and Atletico Madrid. Calcio Mercato in Italy reports that Liverpool is expected to make a run at Juventus star Paulo Dybala, with the 28-year-old out of contract this summer. Dybala would be a free transfer and able to negotiate with any club starting January 1st, despite reports that Juve and the forward have agreed to a 5-year contract extension. Neither side has acknowledged a deal has been completed. Ashley Barty has been named the WTA Player of the Year for a second time, while 19-year-old Emma Raducanu has won the Newcomer of the Year title. The number one ranked Barty won 5 tournaments this year, including Wimbledon, while Raducanu came out of nowhere as a qualifier to win the U.S. Open. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.